Today's scripture reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18 to 29. The mountain of fear and the mountain of joy. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further words be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling with fear." But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised once more, "I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens." The words "once more" indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptingly with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. The words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Hey, you know what? I want to pray again, just because that's what I do a lot. This is the best day ever. I'm going to tell you, I had a sweet friend when I first went to Sleeper. I love to tell this story so much, so if you want to get that, go ahead, but it better be God. No, sorry. That was totally out of line. Well, first time I got there, I heard this ring, and it was all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. And so when I found out whose it was, sometimes during offertory, I would ring his phone. I don't know if he knows I did that or not, but I know he does, but he would go. And I would go, "You know, that's what's going to happen." And it always happens to us, doesn't it? And we get a little shook up. This whole sermon for this week, I love this scripture. It's a letter of Paul to we're not sure if it's to a church or to a group, but because his letters kind of went all over the place. You get that, right? They went many places. All of his letters did. And so, but we know in that time frame that there was so much going on in the early church that there were many stories being said, that this is what God said and this is what God means, and it just was a tough time. Any of that sound familiar? Like maybe today? People, I always say, "God, please don't let me put my words in your mouth. Please, Lord, because I can be a cranky person sometimes." So I say, "Don't let somebody think that I have put that happening, because that's not fair to God when we do that." I just want to share that with you. It's been quite a week. I called my husband a bit ago, like last week, and I said, "Honey, I've just about gotten rid of all the staff at First United Methodist Church all by myself." And the phone went dead. Should I have confessed that to you all? Well, I did. I mean, my dad would always say, "Just wait on Marcia. She'll tell on herself every time." I just wait on her a little bit. And you know, it got to be a little bit of, "Oh, my goodness, Lord." Because some of you may know, we don't have a custodian now. So pick up after yourself. Pick that bulletin up and take it home and use it for a prayer page. Okay, that was me being cranky. Poor little Sunday school class this morning, they had to get their own fan out. Gosh. But I think we can do this together, don't you? I kind of think we can make these things still happen. It's a little shaky, though. You get a little shaken when all these things start happening. And then I started getting phone calls about people who were losing loved ones. And I got to tell you, a couple of nights I laid down and said, huh, Lord, this is a lot for this sweet little church. What's going on? But you don't get shaken. We don't get shaken. Much as when Paul spoke to the people that he wrote this letter to. So many things. The government, okay, we're not going to do that too much, but I need you to know the government in that time was pretty messed up. There were people in power who could do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, and they did it. Oof. And a lot of times they picked on Christians because they could. So you see, sometimes we get a little shaken in our world today, but there really, as my dad would say, there's nothing new under the sun. This stuff has been going on. Evil has been in the world from the beginning. Dadgummit. But it has. So now look around the room a little bit, because you and I are each other's foundation, that we don't get shaken. Are you with me? Do you get that? This is why we come here on a Sunday morning. When people tell me church is irrelevant, and I've heard that a lot, in the last probably couple of years, that people think church has become irrelevant, and I'm going, nope. And there's been several things that kind of have shaken churches up, and I get that. But God built us this way, to be together, so that when we come in this place and sing our songs and praise God for the beautiful music, can I get an amen? We sing our songs, we hear the holy words, and we look in each other's eyes and know that we are the solid foundation. Jesus Christ is a solid foundation that you and I are balanced on, perched on, clinging to. Do you ever feel like that some days? You just got your hands just hanging on as tight as you can? Because if you hear one more news report or one more thing, you just kind of want to run screaming to the backyard. That's what we girls used to do when we were young. If it was too much, we'd go screaming to the backyard. But we trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We trust in the promises of God. Every week we say the Lord's Prayer. Do you really think about it when you say it? I know you do. This is not a pop quiz, although it seems to be running in the family today. It's not a pop quiz. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This piece of little scripture is talking about heavenly stuff, angels, people who have our backs. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Good stuff. Today we're talking about being shaken up. And I couldn't help but share this little story with you. I'm going to share that little story with you. Because my weeks are filled with stories, and they're all God stories. Totally God stories. When little Nancy Dame called me and she said, my brother Jim has died unexpectedly of a heart attack. See, this is family talk, and I think you should know these stories because they're big and they're amazing. We had started praying for Jim because he was going to receive cancer treatments the next week. Are you still with me? Jim Benner. We were going to start praying for cancer treatments the next week. He hauled off and went to heaven. And I said, Nancy, anything you need, you know your church loves you. And you just let us know. And I cannot tell you how it touched my heart when she said, we'd like you to do the service. Now, did I know Jim like that? No. But I know the Benner family. And I know they've been part of this church. Actually, as a matter of fact, he was one on a shovel digging the dirt out of the foundation of this church that you're sitting in right now. Is that cool? So I said, sure. And then they ended up having the service here in this sanctuary. Do you know how many people don't do that anymore? A bunch. And we had a beautiful service right here. And that sweet family knows they are loved because of you. Because you support this church and this place. And that's the kind of love that I think Jesus talks about. He doesn't get so hung up on the who can't this and who does this and who does that. He says, could you just love God and love each other? That'd be a good thing. If everything you did, you set that next to it, what would your day look like? We celebrated them, and they were absolutely, I can't even tell you how they were, I'm going to say use the word blown away, at how everything just was theirs and all about them that day. Because of you. Because of the foundation that the people who built this place started with. I can look back and see, I could start naming names of people who aren't here anymore who were part of the foundation of this place and why we are here today. And we celebrated Jim, and it was just so holy. That was Friday. Friday afternoon, I called little Bonnie Pickens, who's usually sitting right back there, because her little sweet daughter Becky has been going and sitting with Jim Pickens. And I went over and I saw her, because they had said Jim probably had 7 days. And I thought, okay. Big smart medical people, they know that. I know that. I do know that. But I thought, ooh, you need to slip by and see Jim and Bonnie. So I sat with her and we had prayer. And she said, I probably won't be in church Sunday because I don't want to leave him. And you know how you kind of go, huh? I'm always in awe of God's plans. I just am. But I was not a bit surprised when Saturday morning she called me and said he had slipped to heaven in his sleep. Isn't God amazing? No more, because we had been tearing. I said, so I said, Bonnie, I said, is it okay if we pray for him not to tarry? I don't know why that word, I love old-time words. And she said, oh, that's a good one. So we had been praying for him not to tarry, because you know, heaven awaits. Heaven awaits. Somebody smile. My goodness, heaven awaits. And it comes at all ages and all different stages of our lives. Some of us, some of us are closer to that expiration date than others. Can I get an amen? And so you're going, well, yeah, she's old. Sure, she loves thinking about heaven. Well, yeah, I am old. I do like thinking about heaven. I like thinking about being here, though, to spread the love of Jesus Christ, because that's my jam. I love being in this place, knowing that this is the foundation of how we support one another when things like this happen. And imagine, I got to tell you, you know what? I want to tell you another cool story, and then I promise I'll quit, because I just love telling y'all stories. These are all God's stories, because we're not going to be shaken, right? Nobody gonna shake us off this. And then I had the sweetest thing happen last week. And Steve, I hope you're okay with this, but I'm gonna do it anyway because it's important for people to know the presence of God in lives. I got the sweetest call from Marcia Kimry, and Marcia says, our little Bruce has gone to heaven. And I said, oh my goodness. Our little Bruce has gone to heaven. And there'll be a celebration of life later. And I called Steve, and he was so sweet and took my call. Imagine my surprise when just a few days later, Steve calls me and says that Marcia's dad has passed away. Now, I have God bumps when I think about this, and I want you to get some God bumps because we need God bumps in today's world, right? We need them. We need to hang on to the love of Jesus Christ, the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. We got to hang on to it, kids. We can't be shaken off of it. And I said to myself, did you hear what just happened? Two people who love each other and are amazing. She called for him, and he called for her. We look out for each other, friends, because God made us this way. Is that the coolest or what? Not such a cool deal to lose people we love, but do you see the connector in that? How you all are connected one to each other. And I just think that is an amazing presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. And you guys just keep showing up. Joe's going to have some surgery on the 20th. We're already showed up. We got prayers and layaway. Other people might be having experiences, and I'm not going to share every single one of them. But I'm going to tell you, I laid down a couple of nights ago, and I said, I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. Because we serve a risen Savior. No matter where we are, we do. We've got little sweet college kids. I got to have lunch with them last week. Oh my gosh. World, get ready. Because they're ready for the world. It's going to be great. Don't ever tell me that young people don't this and they don't that and they're this. Mm-mm. Don't say it to me. Because they're amazing. And they are going to do exactly what they need to do, serving God. You got that? The world will try to shake them, and it's up to you and I to support them so that they don't get shaken too far. Are you with me? Cheryl's trying to help women with little kids not get too shaken. We do this here. It's important. And when you leave this place, did you see how our little one tried to blow that light of Christ out and couldn't do it? Well, I expect that from every single one of you. Now, I'm a little shaken sometimes, too, because one of my dearest friends in the whole world, Barb McKenzie, is leaving here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Stand up, Barb. I want everybody to love you. And then a couple of days later, Don and Nancy stand up. They're moving to Branson. I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. You will not be shaken because we have each other. Amen? Let's pray. Holy God, in this moment and in this day, on a week that really shook, 10 days that have shaken, Lord, but we will not be shaken from you. We will not be shaken from the love of Jesus Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We will not. We love you, God, and we are so grateful, and we lift this prayer in the amazing name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen.